Welcome, everybody, to the Lonely TARDIS mini episode. Yes, we still exist, taking you on a journey through time, lords, and space. I'm Dolly Domofsky. I'm joined by
Stephen Strum and nobody else.
And nobody else. Nobody else matters. No, just kidding. It's a busy time. We've been away from the TARDIS core for almost a year now, actually. Surprising. I think the last time we recorded was February, maybe January, February.
Mm-hmm. That sound you heard of the cloister bells was that was signifying our triumphant return, or like half a triumphant return, because there's only two of us.
Did we record after that when they announced all the news for the delay? I think we did. Maybe we did one extra recording after that. I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know. It's been so long, regardless, that I don't remember.
It has been eons. Has been several regenerations since the last time we recorded. Either way, a couple of us are here. We just wanted to give you guys the lowdown on the plans for Lonely TARDIS, all good stuff, and just kind of catch up a little bit while our good friends Marcus and Sean are out.
Should we just go ahead and like say why it's just the two of us too? Like,
go ahead.
Marcus had a baby. It was a hard, long 9-month pregnancy for him. That's just how it is with Welsh. His wife had a baby, and they have been dealing with that. And Marcus has been taking it very well. I would say he's screaming for help in our Twitter mentions recently, or in our Twitter DMs recently. So that's good. And then as for myself and Sean, I suppose it's probably just been that we've been super, super duper busy.
Same with me. Yep. Continue.
Yeah, it's that time of year. It's review season for games, and there hasn't been a lot of Doctor Who to go around, so hasn't been much excuse for us to get together to do this and like take time away from other projects to worry about this. But we wanted to kind of just check in and basically say, hey, we're alive, and we will be doing stuff soon.
Meanwhile, Marcus is tweeting us at the moment as he's in the middle of changing diapers, letting us know that the Game Awards next week is on his birthday, and PSX is the day of his hangover, and he's attending neither. So that's why we are, and I'm out of town next week. So we said, let's record today on Thanksgiving Eve in America. We give thanks for the people listening to us.
And in other news, in other personal life news for me, I have a cat now, kitten.
Yes.
Named Ramba, who is currently, he sees the headphones. I'm wearing like those shitty Apple earbuds. And he is currently not trying to knock them out of my ears because he saw that I put them into my ears, and now he is just pawing at them and reveling in them. So when you hear that noise that you might have just heard now, that is the sound of one of my earbuds falling out because Ramba is pulling them out.
That's brilliant. Good job. Good job, kitty.
Don't eat the cord, though.
I hope he's talking to the cat.
No. I'm talking to myself. I just gotta remind myself every once in a while.
Yeah, definitely. But well, it's just been really busy. There hasn't been a lot of Doctor Who stuff going on. Class is not showing here in the U.S., so otherwise we would have talked about Class and about some of the other stuff. But there hasn't been a lot of things happening because for some reason the BBC in the UK wants to kind of hoard all that stuff for their own. So those rat bastards. Either way. We're here now, and that's all that matters. There is a couple things that I wanted to touch on. the Christmas episode is coming up here in a few weeks, so I think it's exactly 1 month away-ish or so until the Doctor Who Christmas episode. We are going to do a podcast in a couple weeks here, actually, with the full team, the full spectrum. We're going to do kind of a pre-Christmas episode, talking about Christmas episodes past, which we are wont to do, which we kind of do every year, but there may be a little bit more oomph this year because we haven't really gotten together since that last year. So we'll talk about that. We'll kind of go over the news and catch everybody up on that. And then really it's going to be a fairly quick roll next year going from Christmas into Doctor Who. Doctor Who's scheduled to come back in the springtime, which could be anywhere from March, April to June really. But I think we're all kind of expecting it March, April timeframe, and to go from there. And then, it's going to be fast and furious, I guess you could say. Class will be playing at the same time in the U.S. as Doctor Who, and yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening next year. So it's very cool. So that's why we're going to start rolling things again here now. But I did want to bring up a couple of really quick news bites and then something that I've actually been kind of doing. The first news bite is that the Mirror in the UK broke the news that let me read the article headline here. The news is that Doctor Who do a major shakeup as bosses aim for a brand new show in 2018. Now, for those who don't know, you probably should. If you're listening to this, and you definitely know, is that Chris Chibnall, who's going to be the incoming writer, the incoming boss for Doctor Who after Moffat leaves, BBC wants him to have basically a clean slate. That's what it sounds like. Those were the rumors for a while. Nothing was ever confirmed, and this is probably the most confirmation we got, even though it's not confirmed by BBC itself. This has just come from people who are there and in the know. They want him to go back to a younger doctor, a younger companion, kind of the whole David Tennant era, and revitalize it that way.
Did they specify a younger companion? Because I don't believe.
Yes, they did. Yeah, they said. Okay. I'm going to read it here. Insiders say the Broadchurch writer, who's Chibnall, was spearheading Broadchurch, will have a clean slate to start afresh for his first series. It says one source says BBC management wants a return to the format from the David Tennant era, when you had a dashing male lead and young female companion.
It just seemed odd to me because Pearl Mackie, I'm looking here, is like 29.
She's young.
Skew younger. It's just like, so we're going to bring in a young, dashing 15-year-old from, the Disney Channel to come fill out our roster. And it's just like, okay, well, sure. But the way that's phrased, it's just, does that even specify that they would want to get rid of Pearl Mackie specifically? Because the way I'm hearing it, it doesn't necessarily include her.
Right. It doesn't, but she did only sign a 1-year agreement, 1-year contract for the show. So far, a lot of these shows are set up that way. For the companions especially, they're set up for 1 year and then they renew again and again. It was a different case with the last companion, our my favorite Walter, where she signed a multi-year contract that she thinks she had like a certain amount of episodes that she had signed on for.
Mm.
And so but Pearl Mackie only signed for one season, basically from this full season and then Christmas of 2017. So, and Capaldi's 58. So he'll be 58, 59 next year, which is a lot of work for, he's not old or anything, but he's getting a lot of opportunities now. And age does become a factor when it comes to all the travel he has to do with Doctor Who and other shows. It's just, there's a lot of work that goes into it. And so there, I understand them wanting to skew younger. I'm almost wondering if that's due to the success of Class. I don't know how well Class is doing in the UK, but if it's doing good in bringing a younger audience, they may want to position Doctor Who kind of back to that younger audience instead of.
I would suspect it has less to do with Class itself. Okay. And more to just general reception to Capaldi's run and like the curmudgeonliness that people have kind of.
Yeah.
Scene. And it also, it almost certainly has to be harkening back to like them saying, look, somebody somewhere in a money booth, a money booth, those things that everybody knows about.
Yeah, yeah.
Somewhere, basically looking at the ratings that they pulled in with David Tennant and especially the ratings they pulled in with Matt Smith and looking at the ratings that they're pulling in now and thinking to themselves, it makes more sense to try and chase that Matt Smith crowd than it does to chase this.
Doing this. Granted, I thought last season was possibly my favorite Doctor Who season, but of all time, it rivaled season 4 with the Donna years with Tennant. But I think that it may have been. I think I glowingly showed my affection for that in a previous podcast. But I wouldn't necessarily count out the ever present rumor that Tennant or Smith would come back as Doctor Who. I could actually see Tennant coming back as the Doctor for a season or so, just to until they get their wheels grounded.
Maybe. I mean, they certainly wanted to set that up fictionally as a thing that they could do. I think that is still kind of an unlikely scenario, just out of like based on like the way that like these things kind of work. Like you just don't very, you don't, you very rarely see that happen shows in general. I mean, it's becoming more popular. I think now for people to come back and reprise their roles on shows. But I think when that happens, it's usually as a result of like characters and shows going away and then resurfacing after a while, like you saw with Gilmore Girls, through Netflix. I don't necessarily think that in genre work where you're literally replacing those actors, I don't think that there's enough of a precedent established where that seems like a safe and easy move for them to do. And it's especially now when it sounds like they want to go back and be as safe as possible by going back and returning to that formula. I think they're going to want to return to, I think so, the very same people who are telling themselves like we want younger doctors and we want younger companions are basically saying to themselves, well, what did we do back then? We got a new young person or whatever. We didn't go back and get a person who was young 6 years ago and was like a new face. We went and got a relative unknown from stages and stuff like that. I think they're going to, especially going off of Capaldi, I think they're going to, you're going to see them play as play things as safely as they possibly can.
Okay. It's going to be interesting, definitely. And I am looking forward to it, but I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. And you know, this will be Capaldi's third year, which, you know, Tennant lasted 3 years or three full seasons. Smith lasted three full seasons. And so this is about the amount of time that a doctor tends to stick around on the show, at least during these modern years.
So. Yeah, certainly. I mean, even in the older years, like there's a couple of outliers, but for the most part, like most of those guys did definitely leave after maybe 3 years or so. Yeah. This is a good run for Capaldi.
Yes,
he's not going to stand out the way that somebody like Christopher Eccleston would or something.
Right. Exactly. And he's not getting booted because of any specific reason other than it's time to change it up. So
it's not like they gave him one shot and then said, all right, you're out of here. No, they're going to give him 3 years all said and done. So like, it's sure.
Yep. Definitely. It's like your, I know Steven, you could speak to this. It's like your favorite NFL head football coach or that first year you sign it and they sign him that first year and he doesn't do as good as you think he's going to do. And then you start to get kind of bummed out. Did you make the right decision? And the second year, he wins a Super Bowl. You know.
Oh yeah, I mean,
so the expectations are high for the third year, but he's getting scouted by other teams potentially.
Right. I mean, I remember when Sporty McWiffle bat. Definitely, you know, when he came back and won that that football cup.
Yeah.
And drank out of it. All the drinking. I remember when he got blackout drunk, and they said like, nope. And beat his opposing coach to death.
This is the worst fan fiction for NFL football possible.
The NFL, they said, no, we're keeping him. The Cardinal Hawks, definitely. They said like, no, we've only had him 1 year. We're going to let him play out his 3 years and we're going to see how it goes.
Exactly. God bless those Cardinal Hawks.
I mean, and I, of course, I'm referring to the team, the Cardinals from Hawks City, Utah.
Nope.
Sports.
Other news. Whatever. Today, actually, the day we're recording this, November the 23rd, is the 53rd anniversary of Doctor Who. Happy birthday, Doctor Who.
The toilet paper anniversary.
The toilet paper anniversary is what we call it. Yeah, is that what you buy someone for the 53rd? Anyways,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Nice. I buy toilet paper for my significant other every anniversary. So maybe I've just been building up for 53 years. But I took it upon myself to rewatch An Adventure in Space and Time. Still a fantastic one-off origin movie. I love the Matt Smith scene at the very end where. You know, Hartnell is kind of getting ready to say goodbye and he's about to morph into a different, you know, morph into the next doctor. And then, of course, that scene where he's at home and Hartnell realizes that his time as the doctor is up and he just kind of, you know, he reiterates the famous modern Doctor Who phrase of I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready to go. So still a fantastic movie. That Blu-ray came bundled with An Unearthly Child, which was that very first Doctor Who serial. And so what I plan on doing, I've started watching it. My goal is to watch it over the next couple days here and let it ruminate in my head, because I've never watched an Unearthly Child, never watched that very first Doctor Who story. So I'm kind of excited, and it's very interesting. Just the maybe the 40 minutes or so that I've, or the 30 minutes or so that I've watched of it so far, of what they were trying to pull off back then. So it's very cool. And I'll have more to talk about that. I'm sure when we get back here in a couple of weeks, but I'm getting the Doctor Who bug. It's starting to work its way into me. I wish there was more Doctor Who gaming stuff that we could talk about. There isn't. Lego Dimensions, stuff was great.
Tell you, I'm going to stop you right there. You do not wish that there was more Doctor Who gaming stuff, because if there was, it would just mean that like there were more bad video games in the world.
I felt so bad when you had to review that absolutely shitty Doctor Who, that broken Doctor Who game.
Broken Doctor Who game that was part of a trilogy, you might have remembered. Was it a trilogy that never came to fruition.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, they were going to make three of them. Oh, my God.
The Advent Rising of its time, they called it.
The Advent Rising of its time. That was the Too Human of its time.
Oh, yeah. Too Human, same thing.
These are gaming in jokes for those of you who are probably gamers, just all of you. I'm still holding out hope that Lego learned enough from the Lego Dimensions to make a full Doctor Who Lego game, because that would be fantastic. Because his stuff within Lego Dimensions was fantastic. Although, and this was the biggest problem to me, we never got those other Doctor figures that we were kind of sort of promised in a way with Lego Dimensions. Because I remember the one part, there was Peter Capaldi's Doctor, and oh look, it became a David Tennant's Doctor, it became Matt Smith, it became William Hartnell, and that never happened. But I'd love to see that. I still love to see a Telltale Doctor game. I know friends from Telltale, please, I know you're listening, someone get on the horn there and make a Doctor Who Telltale game happen. But we'll see. The Doctor Who puzzle, kind of puzzle league game has been kind of good though. I don't know if you've been playing that, but the mobile Doctor Who puzzle game is pretty good.
Did I actively seek out a Doctor Who video game on the hopes that it would be good? No, Dahlia.
No, he did not. I understand. Anyways, that's it. We got nothing left to talk about. Yeah. We just wanted to kind of just get back in your guys' ear holes, you guys and gals' ear holes, and let you know that we are still live. We're kicking. We've been busy. It's been a slow year for Doctor Who news, but things are about to start ramping up.
Yeah, we wanted to hold our own We Are Alive special before the Doctor Who Christmas special.
So. Yes. So expect a bunch of episodes here coming up. I think starting in 2 weeks, we'll have an episode a week going through Christmas and after Christmas. Probably, I'm assuming we're probably going to have 3 to 4 episodes over the next month, which could be very cool. And then that's all going to lead up into the next Doctor Who series. So there's some good stuff. I think we'll be way more, we'll be around more often, which is good for everybody, because everybody missed us. So. All right. Where can we find you, Stephen?
All over the place. I don't know. Honestly, I can't remember where I was working when we last did one of these things, but you can find my words on zam.com, which is a cool little website that everybody should be checking out. I just did a video there about Warframe and why it's a good time to be playing that game. That's a good video game, you see, Dally.
Yes. You've been trying to get me to play that game for so long.
I've been trying to get everybody to play that game for so long. I literally made a video about why everybody should play that game that you can watch right now.
The video is really good, actually. The video
is
really good.
Is it? Okay, yeah. Oh, is it? I didn't even realize. No. I'll skip past real quick. I also write for Ars Technica. I also write for Red Bull Esports again, which is something that longtime listeners of the show might remember before, but I'm writing for them again. I do some stuff at IGN once in a while, and I just today created a Facebook page for, and if you don't want to try and remember all these different places that I work from week to week, like Dorkly, which is another one I forgot to mention. That's another place you can find my more humorous work. Just go and find me on Facebook. I now have a page called Stephen Strum Games on Facebook. And if you go like that, you will just be able to track down everything that I post, no matter where it goes, because I will be posting it from now on just as a convenient place to find any of my work. So,
yes.
That went out longer than I expected, but sorry about that. But
no, totally worth it. Totally worth it.
And then, of course, at Stephen Strum on Twitter.
At Stephen Strum on Twitter. That's the good part. The good part. Oh, God. You can find me at Dolly Domofsky, of course, sidequesting.com, cardesignfetish.com, And just all over Twitch, wherever. I'm all over the place. You know where to find me. Feel free to ping me. Google Plus is a Google Plus still thing. I'm on Google Plus. Find me there.
Find him on Mastodon. He's on Mastodon.
That
joke's gonna age well.
Yeah, it's already dead. Anyways, we'll see you all. Oh, you know what? And find us at Lonely TARDIS on the Twitters and LonelyTARDIS.com, because that is the website. Please, blah, 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 rate, review, comment, hit the like button below, comment, subscribe, yada, yada, yada. Tell your friends. Actually, just tell your friends about this podcast. Posting about this podcast is super awesome. That is really what makes me happy. In 2 weeks, when I'm back from vacation, when we're all around, I will announce this year's Christmas card, a very special Lonely TARDIS Christmas card, which will go out. I know a few folks got them last year. I'll be giving away a ton of those this year, so keep those ears cleaned. Make sure you use the proper Q-tips or whatever ear cleaners you use, plungers perhaps, and we will see you all, or hear you, or you'll hear us on the next episode of The Lonely TARDIS.
Which will be recorded by you, the listeners, and sent to us.
Exactly. It'll give us something to do.
Yeah, we thought we'd try something different this time. Instead of creating a podcast by four people for hundreds and thousands to listen to, we figured that thousands of you could make one just for the four of us.
That's okay, how wonderful of a gift would that be? Thank you, everybody. We are from the future. Actually, we traveled back in time in this TARDIS, and want you to know that thank you for creating that podcast for the four of us. We've already listened to it. It's wonderful, right, Steven?
Oh yes, absolutely. Me and Mackenzie Wifflebat, we're totally we're jamming out to it. Him and his Super Bowl hat,
his Super Sports Bowl,
his Super Sports Bowl hat.
Take care, everybody.
There you go. Oh, we came back down.